Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm your host, Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. You can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to Your Miraculous Living. Stay tuned. Our show is about to go live. Hello and welcome everyone to our show today. And we're down in San Diego. I am down in San Diego at Lisa Sasevich's Profitable Events event. And it's really an excellent, excellent event. I'm learning all about all the ways that you enroll people into your events and really get your message out in the world in a powerful, beautiful way that isn't salesy. And of course, you know, we deal with health and vitality and spirituality, and the last thing that we want to do is be salesy. But it's really so great to get the information to people's hands. So I highly recommend Lisa Sasevich. Check her out on the website. She's got a bunch of things, some events coming up in May and October I know you can get into if that's something that you're looking for. Today's show, you can be 100% healthy, wealthy, and having a great time in your life. We're going to do a short episode today because we've been having like crazy technology issues here, and just grateful for technology. So when you have the little bumps in the road, you just realize how amazing everything does work, you know, like 99.9% of the time. So we'll be doing a half-hour episode today, and we're going to be starting that conversation of 100% healthy. And that whole concept of 100% healthy, if you think about 100% healthy, just check in with yourself and see where you're at. See if you feel like, where are you at in the healthy scale? And a lot of you will go, well, I'm healthy for my age. But I'd like you to be thinking of this in a totally different way now. I'd like you to be thinking about being a 100% healthy human being. And I want to take you on a journey through things that I've been noticing as I do healings on people who are saying, I want this. They're declaring it. So one thing that I see pretty consistently across the board is lower brain function. In the first brain, reptilian brain, I'm seeing 20 to 30% function in people that are in their 30s and 40s. Can you believe it? So that brain function of the reptilian brain or the instinctual brain is way down. The emotional brain, I'm seeing anywhere from 20s, 30s to 80s. But I'm not seeing somebody with 100% emotional brain. So there you go. A lot of reduction in the emotional brain. And, you know, you have traumas and upsets and things start getting shut down. The lights start going off. And then there's the creative brain. And you know what? I'm seeing some people who are using their creative brain 100%. So maybe some of the other brains, those of the five brains, are down at 20 and 30%. But they're really living in their creative brain. A few men have been pretty high on the logical brain. No one at 100%. And then the out-of-box thinking or the angelic brain, the frontal lobe. And we're seeing people as low as 8% going up to only 20%. So a lot of reduction in the five brains, and specifically the angelic brain, that out-of-the-box creative brain. So those are things that can be improved. And when we think about that, we want to also include neurotransmitters. And so thinking about the main 12 neurotransmitters, the excitable neurotransmitter, the calming neurotransmitters, really getting those neurotransmitters to be getting their signals received and sent. And so that in the brain, I'm seeing that. I'm seeing the endocrine system being very challenged. People have problems in their pineal gland, which is the sleep gland responsible for sleep and meditation. the pituitary gland, which is responsible for regeneration. The adrenal gland, which is always, for many people in our culture, stress, stress, stress. And so that goes actually even to a little raisin-like critter rather than a nice plump prune. Also seeing the thyroid, problems in the thyroid, and actually the sex organs. So men and women both having problems in the male and female body. Reduction in intimate pleasure, just things, you know, turning off. Even the, you know, slowing down or losing the muscle tone, even though they're working out even twice as hard, they're not able to maintain the muscles that they had when they were earlier. So those are some kind of almost like pain points where they might be things that you're noticing in your body too, like, hey, I'm not like I was when I was in my early 20s or in my late teens. And you might have the miasm, the group mind virus that says, well, that's just the way it is. I'm getting old. I'm getting older. But let me assure you that you can be 100% healthy. You can be 100% in love with your life. You can be 100% fit and strong. Now, some other areas that we look at for those pain points, and I'm not really speaking literally of pain, but those things that might pop up for you, let's look at emotions and relationships. And one thing we're going to see is when you've had some failed relationships, you're now carrying around emotional baggage, and that energetic baggage actually lives in the aura. And so you're, and possibly in your cellular body and certainly in your emotional brain. So with failed relationships, we're seeing a lot of baggage and shutdown and actually the inability to move forward. Also with grief, if you've lost someone, and if you've lost someone recently for a few years, if you don't have someone help you clean it up, you're living in a darkened aura, an aura of grief or death. And so that'll shut down your ability to really enjoy your life. That aura looks black or gray, a shut down experience. You might feel stuck or have an inability to move after a number of challenges in your life, like too many challenges. Maybe you've had a car accident, you've had a divorce, you've had a financial, like a bankruptcy or a foreclosure. You've maybe been estranged from your parents. Maybe you got fired from your job. You've got a whole bunch of stuff, and all of a sudden you're just frozen. So that's another thing that I see when people are saying, well, I'm doing what I need to do to be healthy, but I'm not really experiencing it. We actually can go in and clear up this stuck, this stuckness, all of these imprints. It's like post-traumatic stress. And in the emotional category, I'm also going to talk just for a minute about anxiety, because I've really worked with quite a few people who have struggled with anxiety, and they have a big commitment to live large in life. And I'll tell you what, when you're frozen with anxiety, you may be able to, by force of will and determination, get out in the world, but you're going to have times of real collapse and just, you know, hiding out and maybe even kind of unnatural fears. And so we really can end anxiety. That's one of the things that we do in the one-to-one, one-day program, and in one-to-one sessions, anxiety is handled in the one-to-one experience. You know, so let's talk a little bit more about the goodies of living to 100%. And actually, we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back in just a minute, and we'll be talking about how to live 100%. We're going to give you some really good tips, 5 really specific tips on how to live 100%. So hang on, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio with Master Healer Julie Renee. Please join us in our upcoming Miraculous Living Inner Circle Healing Weekend, where you will receive 21 hours of vibrant health and wellness to get you back into your Garden of Eden. Imagine how good you can feel after 21 hours of healing. If you'd like more information about that, visit our website, www.julierenee.com. And if you're curious and not decided on the weekend, why don't you join us on one of our monthly calls? It's a free teleconference called Your Health Can't Wait. Go to our website again, www.julierenee.com, to find out more about this call where you will be receiving a healing live and in person on the telephone. www.julierenee.com again. Stay tuned. Our show will go live in a minute.
And welcome back, everyone. Alrighty, so we are going to talk about being 100%, and why would you want to be 100%? You know, I think that getting your gifts out into the world are very important. They're important to me. And I want you to be thinking about what your blessing is. What do you know? What do you feel? What do you do? What do you give that adds value to others and yourself? What is it that is your blessing that you want to share in the world? Because when you get really clear about who you are and what you're here to do and maybe what your legacy is, you know, then you have some fuel, you have some fodder to really spark and motivate you to get into that 100% healthy lifestyle. So just take a minute right now and maybe write down, what is your blessing? What is it that you want to live a vibrant, healthy life for? What would it be that would be your motivating reason? So just take a pen and paper and go ahead and write that down. And then I'd like you also, as you're writing what your blessing is to write what has stopped you from being that extraordinary being. What has stopped you? And I know if you're listening to this show, you are an extraordinary being. So maybe what slowed you down a little on your path? Has it been your brain? Has it been a predisposition to getting viruses? What has slowed you down? Maybe it's adrenal fatigue, or you're tired a lot, stop going out at night, watching TV too much. Good. So I just want you to start getting into the knowingness of the win, the getting your, really imagining getting your blessing out in the world, and also getting clear, not being unconscious to the fact that there have been some things that have slowed you down. Okay, so there are 5 steps I'm going to give you to really getting into that 100% healthy lifestyle. And the first one that we talk about a lot is gratitude. And with an attitude of gratitude, you can actually create amazing miracles in your health, your wealth, your vitality, your life, in every aspect of your life. Now, it's not that I want you to say, I'm grateful for 10 things every morning, then stop. What if you were to do an hour of power, as Anthony Robbins is so kindly blessed us with a walking meditation, an hour of power walking meditation. Check him out. He's a cool guy. He's got a lot going on for him. He's got a meditation where you are repeating to yourself every day in every way, I'm feeling better and better. Every day in every way, I'm feeling stronger and stronger. So you do a few incantations like that, and then you spend time. So you charge yourself with feeling good, and then you spend time being grateful. And I see it kind of spiraling around me as I'm hiking in the wilderness. Hey, visit me on my Facebook page, and you're going to see lots of pictures of the mountains I hike in and the mountain lakes. I'm up there all the time. So every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And then gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Who can you be thankful for? Who can you be grateful for? Your husband, your wife, your children. Who loved you? Who do you love? What are your blessings? What are your resources? What are the books that you love? What are the movies that you've seen? Have you had a good meal? What smells good? Did somebody give you a sweet look? Did somebody hug you? You know, keep thinking and filling up and filling up and filling up with gratitude, more and more gratitude, and you keep putting out in the world, I'm so grateful for my children. I'm so grateful for my daughter and her nursing career and all the people she helped. I'm so grateful for my son, who's such a great father. I'm so grateful for my daughter, who has such a big heart and has served in the AmeriCorps and is just so generous and thoughtful and loving. And then you go on to, I'm so grateful for my health. I'm so grateful for my vitality. I'm so grateful for the legs that carry me on the walking path. I'm so grateful for my mind. I'm so grateful for my vision. I'm so grateful for my parents who birthed me and are living and enjoying a good life. I'm so grateful for that they have a home over their heads, and a roof over their heads, and they're safe, and they have abundance, enough abundance to take care of themselves. I'm so grateful for my brother. And you just keep stacking and stacking. You see what I'm saying? You don't just stop at, I'm so grateful for my health. I'm so grateful for the training program I'm in. You get the feelings involved. You might even shout it, you know, but certainly say it with expression and with that energy, that life force that you get it. You bring your emotions into it. You get the gratitude. That kind of gratitude creates a miraculous lifestyle. It creates good health. Number two, and this is really supports the gratitude, which is I'm going to challenge you this day, today, to take on the practice of no gossiping, no whining, no griping, no complaining, and just, you know, really stop all the negative spin-outs. So you're not allowed to complain about anyone. You're not allowed to gossip about anyone. You're off that wheel. Take yourself off that wheel and put yourself on the wheel of celebration. Notice how precious and wonderful people are. Notice how good people are. Notice how kind and loving and sweet they are. And let that, whatever that is that you're noticing that isn't right or didn't work, just water off a duck's back, let it go. You are not the enforcer. You're not here to call attention to what people are failing at. You're here to be a safe abode for the people around you. You're here to love and be loved. And when you're loving and when you stop griping and you create that space of appreciation and gratitude and you stay with that and you stop the nonsense, you're going to see miracles take place in your life, in your health, in your wealth, in your vitality. I tell you what, you're going to get your energy back. When you complain, when you gossip, you weaken yourself. Literally, your energy body drops. You become weaker. So do this for yourself. Step number three, I want you to cleanse and purify. Now, we talk about cleanse and purify, and I don't know where your mind is going. Your mind might go to, oh, no, she wants me to do an intense intestinal and liver cleanse. You know, if that's what your mind is taking you to, then maybe you need to do that. If your mind is taking you to, I need to shut the TV off and pray more often or meditate more often, or I need to be in nature more. I need to get back into my natural rhythm. Or maybe I need to just take a break from alcohol and over-the-counter medications or whatever recreational medications. I need to just clean up my body and clean out my body. I'm going to do a vegetarian diet for a while, or I'm going to eat really clean. Maybe I'm going to really, you know what I just did? I bought a water filter that's incredible. It's pH balanced, and it helps reduce inflammation in the body. And I'm drinking this beautiful, blessed water. So what is purifying to you? I mean, you know, when you think about what Jesus did, he went out into the desert for 40 days. And he excised the demons and the evil spirits and the entities that were bugging him. And he got himself lined up with God. And, you know, not that Jesus was, Jesus was a divine being, but, you know, all humans with bodies have gunk around them, and he cleaned himself up, he purified, and he became one with God in that 40 days. And you know, you probably have heard the account of him really going into the darkness and being tempted by Satan. This is, you know, different versions of purifying. Some people do a puja every day. I know that a puja for 108 days or for 40 days or for every Monday or something like that is a purification. The Lakshmi puja is a purification. Communion every day. Maybe you do a week or 10 days of communion. That's definitely purifying. So you find your way to cleanse and purify your mind, your heart, your body, and your spirit. Number four is to celebrate in the natural world. And of course, we do talk about this. Celebrating in the natural world means getting out in nature, going swimming in the ocean or in a lake, or hiking or running or biking, doing mountain biking. I want you to be breathing deeply into the fresh air and really being one with the natural world. The natural world is not a car. It's not a house. It's not necessarily even a backyard. You need to actually get out in nature. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, and we'll continue the discussion and go to step number five.
Hi, this is Julie Renee. I'm often able to offer real solutions for illnesses that apparently have no cure or no alternatives in the traditional medicine arena. That is why so many doctors refer difficult clients to me. These one-to-one sessions provide a cost-effective way to manage serious health challenges and all issues related to struggle in life. One-to-one sessions provide personalized, deep, and lasting health revitalization and yield results that are not possible elsewhere. Imagine being free of any and all ailments, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. I invite you to check out the one-to-one program on julierenee.com. Come join me. Remember, your miracle starts today.
And welcome back. So the next number on our list of five, and this is number five, is live an examined life. And I know if you're listening to the show, you do live an examined life. And I want you to really take that up a few notches. And in everything you do for a while now, take on the practice as you're purifying, as you're ending gossip, as you're living in gratitude, as you're celebrating in the natural world. Ask yourself, when you're in an activity, when you're at work, when you're at home, you're doing something, why are you doing it? You know, what is the end? Is it an escape? Are you escaping from life, or are you living life to its fullest? Are you putting a finger in the dam or the dike, holding the water from bursting through, the emotions, the stress? Or are you actually in life? You've let go of the dam. You're now living your life. You've stopped putting little plugs all over the place. So why am I doing this? Are you eating, a little overeating to compensate for emotions or mental stress? Why am I doing this? And a second question to take on in these next few weeks is, am I enjoyed and energized by what I am doing? Or what would energize and revitalize me? So if you're doing something that depletes you, you need to really rethink it. Why am I doing this? Now, 100% life vitality secrets are the next topic. From cellular quantum mechanics, what we do in the one-to-one days, are we actually improve DNA? And so when you're looking at living 100%, you know, sometimes, as a matter of fact, most people have DNA programming that's really difficult. And we actually go in and really remove the difficult DNA, a tiny, tiny amount of DNA, not a lot. 97% of your DNA is fabulous. It runs the whole mechanism of being a human, so you want that running. So what we do is really a gift, a huge gift, by just kind of surgically removing the pieces, the unwanted pieces that are really making life difficult. we clear dark energies from the human body, from the aura, from the energy body, from the mind, and from the brain, from all aspects of the body. So we clear the dark energies away. And then in cellular quantum mechanics, we're actually able to regenerate cells. That technique is called cellular neogenesis. We're working with the master cell, which is the stem cell that was really designed for you to create that gland organ or system when you were 170 cells dividing, maybe 7 days old. So we go to that master cell that stays with you your whole life, and we work on that. So when the master cell is at 100%, then that gland organ or system can go to 100%. We work with the energy body. From the spiritual DNA, your energy body is formed. So we have DNA that comes through with our spirit and programs our body and our energy body. Believe it or not, the spirit and the aura are two separate things. The energy body is actually part of the physical body and goes away when we die. So naturally, it programs, even though it's kind of hard to imagine, the programs for the energy body come from our physical DNA and are programmed from a spiritual program that we bring from into our physical body from spirit. So you can learn a lot more about that in my book, Your Divine Human Blueprint, coming out very soon. If you're interested in that book, please join in on our website on the front page. Right now we have a gift called From Fatigue to Fabulous. If you sign in there, you'll be getting all of our announcements as this groundbreaking work comes out. I'm so excited to be bringing it into the world. And then I think about the light of cell and the light of cell, which allows us to regenerate the body that actually is fueled naturally by the mitochondria, which is the energy. It's a little energy generator for each and every cell. So we look at the light of cell, we light up the cells, and we mirror that healthy master cell to all the other cells, and we see dramatic, huge, huge improvements. The lame walk, the blind see, the brain-injured people actually get their mind back and are able to go back to work in offices and actually do sequencing, and just their bodies work better. We see pain go away, and you see people have the opportunity to live their life 100%. What we're looking for is to really, for you healthy people who are listening, is to get you to 100%, not for your age, but 100% healthy, 100% healthy human being, you know, somewhere looking like 25 to 40, but having everything in your body working at 100%. Well, thank you so much for listening today. Apologize for the short episode, and thank you again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week on our show. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everyone. Love you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. If you'd like to go from fatigue to fabulous in just 5 short days, I'd like to encourage you to enroll yourself. Go to miraculouslivingtoday.com, and you're going to be receiving from Miraculous Living a 5-day course that provides you with the restorative meditation that will change your life. And if you'd like to receive more information about our upcoming programs, go to www.julierenee.com. And also on that site, you will discover a wealth of guided meditations for your use, including karma clearing, DNA and stem cell regeneration, happy hormones, and many, many more meditations that will heal you for a lifetime. We look forward to getting to know you better. And as always, you can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to Your Miraculous Living.